is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, gentlemen, this is the part where we would normally bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. However, for this episode, we will make an exception. As you understand why, as I share with you this very sweet dessert that was prepared for us by Neo the Outflanker, the master chef. Now, this article was published on the 30th of September. Get ready, gents. Get ready. Woman found guilty in wine chiller termination of wife in brick. Yes, gentlemen, this is the very first HMT episode where I cover something that happened in the liquor lady community. Oh, even the liquor ladies are getting in on putting on the mask. A Brick Township woman has been found guilty of beating her wife to death with a wine chiller in their home in 2020. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office announced Friday. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Mayra Gavilanes Electus, which I'm just going to call them by their first name, 50, was found guilty of terminating in the death of her wife, Rebecca, following a nearly three-week jury trial before Superior Court Judge Rochelle Gazinski. Prosecutor Bradley D. Billheimer said, Rebecca, 32, was found deleted in an upstairs bedroom of the couple's Creek Road home on May 17, 2020, after Brick Township police were called about an unresponsive woman. The wine chiller was found at the scene, which police officers described as quote-unquote gruesome, with the bed linens soaked with blood and blood spattered on the walls, according to an Asbury Park press report on the trial. The Ocean County Medical Examiner ruled the injuries suffered by Rebecca were consistent with the use of the wine chiller, Billheimer said. Her bloody fingerprint was also found on the chiller, the Asbury Park press report said. During the trial, a former co-worker of Rebecca testified the victim had confided that she wanted to end the marriage, the Asbury Park press report said. The jury also found Mayra guilty of possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose and unlawful possession of a weapon, and she faces life in prison at the sentencing, which is scheduled for November 17th in Gazinski's courtroom. Well, well, well. It is a known fact, even though they try to keep this hidden as much as possible, that the liquor ladies have the highest rates of DV. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. The wine chiller of woe. Gotta go with a 10. Psychological impact. Gotta give this one a 10. Mind you, They described the scene as gruesome, with blood everywhere. Oh yeah. And for the brutality factor, gotta give this one a 15. That weapon that she used was very unique. A wine chiller? Come on now. Yeah, she beat the ever-living crap out of her. Gotta go with it. It is what it is. So, Mayra the Masher gets a score of 45. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. The liquor ladies have the highest rates of DV. We know this, even though society tries its best to cover it up. But we know better. And with this, the banquet ends. However, there are a lot more articles that I have that didn't quite make the cut. However, I'm still going to cover them. So yeah, we're definitely going for 50 for this year. Gentlemen, things are going to get a hell of a lot more interesting. So hopefully, if there's any agents in Illinois, you'll be sending me more articles after this new year. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you know of any instances of DV from the liquor ladies that you've seen? Put it in the comments section. And women, particularly of the liquor lady community, the power for a lot of you will go out. Feminism will be nowhere to be found. And believe you me, a lot more men, we're not going to do anything when it comes to a situation of female on female violence. Why? Because we know if we try to intervene, there's a chance that we might actually catch a charge. So nope, nope, nope. Gentlemen, if you see violence of that magnitude going down, sit back, enjoy the show. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.